Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Burnell Eckhart. The New Testament reading for today is from St. Luke chapter 15, beginning at the 11th verse. And Jesus said, There was a man who had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, that I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring quickly the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, Look, these many years I have served you, and I have never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me a young goat that I may celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him. And he said to him, Son, you are always with me. All that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad. For this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, consider carefully this parable, for it teaches us much about ourselves and about our God. For this prodigal son is no different from any of us. We have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And by the grace of God, we have come to know this. But sometimes the path to coming to know this and knowing it well is a path of suffering and trouble. And so when the father gave to his son his inheritance, and he went off and squandered his property in reckless living. Finally, he came to himself when a famine rose, and he began to be in need. So the trouble that descended upon him taught him a good lesson, that he's always better off with his father. But the greater lesson is the lesson we learned from when he comes back to his father. He was still a far way off when his father ran and embraced him and received him back safe and sound. Not only did he receive him back, but he put the best robe on him, a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. Everything that the father had was lavishly put upon him. And in spite of the fact that his confession was true, he was not worthy to be called his son, still he celebrated, the father did. And although the older son of the field with his complaint was accurate, in that his brother had squandered his father's living with prostitutes, harlots. In spite of this, the party went on. The father received his son back because of his great love for him. And so it is with us. We do not merit our father's goodness and his gifts. The reason he gives them to us is because of his love. He killed for us not merely a fatted calf, but he sent his only son into death to give his life a ransom for us, and to rise again from the dead. And so we celebrate with the prodigal and with all who are come to the point of realization that they are likewise unworthy to be their father's children. Nevertheless, he gives us his good things, and nothing can change that. Indeed, we may become like the prodigal son daily, daily returning to our baptism, remembering daily that we are not worthy of his good, of the Father's goodness, and rejoicing daily that in spite of this, we have been given these good things, not for our merit, but alone for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. Let us pray. Lord God, our heavenly Father, you stood afar off, waiting to see your prodigals appear at the gate. Then, running to us, you overwhelmed us with grace and invited us to sit at table, to rejoice at our homecoming. Help us to repent of our sins and strip us of every thought that we might merit your salvation. Then bring us home to be with you at the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.